Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 60. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with the check of the latest area and state news on KJAN, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. A judge in Pottawatomie County issued a ruling yesterday on the disposition of nearly two dozen dogs that were seized from a home in Neola. According to the Daily Nonpareil, 4th District Court Judge James Heckerman ruled that 17 Shih Tzus and one Cavalier King Charles Spaniel will not be given back to Troy C. Dargin or his mother, Kathy Ekman, and her husband, Dennis, whose home the dogs were confiscated from on March 13th by Pottawatomie County Animal Control. Another dog will be returned to its owner in Kansas City, Missouri. Two of the owners said health issues in the family resulted in the dogs not being cared for after March the 1st. County Animal Control Director Corbin Ranslam said the dogs were found in cages in a garage at the Ekman residence. Some of the small enclosures held two to three animals. Most of the food and water dishes in the kennels were empty at the time of the seizure. A majority of the animals were in unkept condition. One had a severe skin condition, another a heart murmur. Four had umbilical hernias, and five suffered from dental disease. Eight of the dogs were deemed to be in normal physical condition. The fate of the dogs has not yet been determined. The Ekmans and Troy Dargin still face criminal charges in the incident. The three were arrested on 37 misdemeanor charges, including 19 counts of animal neglect, 9 counts of unlicensed operation of a commercial breeder, and 9 counts of violation of standard care. No court date has been set in connection with that matter. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
A former Harlan Community School District vocal teacher has been charged by the Iowa Board of Education Examiners. The Harlan News Advertiser reports Heidi Schwery was charged with student abuse and unethical practice. Schwery resigned from her position back in October of 2012. She's accused of encouraging or consummating a romantic or otherwise inappropriate relationship with a student. The relationship was not sexual in nature. Schwery is also charged with unethical practice by failing to make reasonable efforts to protect the health and safety of students or creating conditions harmful to student learning. Her hearing is set for May the 23rd. The paper says the matter may be resolved by Schwery surrendering her teaching license or an agreement to a lesser sanction. She was employed by the Harlan Community School District in August of 2005 and resigned on October 22nd of last year. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department reported yesterday the arrest Wednesday afternoon of a Cass and Pottawatomie County man on weapon and drug charges. 49-year-old George Otis Bretain of Atlantic was charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm, possession of methamphetamine, third offense, possession of marijuana, third offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. 45-year-old Danny Lawrence Bretain of Council Bluffs was charged with possession of meth, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The charges stem from a search warrant executed at 3210 Xenia Road in Audubon County. Both men were brought to the Audubon County Jail and held. George Bretain appeared in magistrate court Thursday morning and was being held in the Audubon County Jail. His preliminary hearing was set for April 18th. Danny Bretain also appeared in magistrate court and was released. His hearing is set for April 15th. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office was assisted in the execution of the search warrant by deputies from the Cass and Shelby County Sheriff's Offices. The City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors on Thursday approved a bid from a local contractor for the construction of the department's new office and maintenance building at Sunnyside Park. Tim Teig from Snyder & Associates Engineers in Atlantic said two of the three base bids they received and reviewed earlier that afternoon were within $4,000 of each other, while the third was about $40,000 higher than the lowest bid. All of the bids were higher than the engineer's estimated base bid of $221,500, and all included alternate additions that could be tacked on to the base bid. Both TIG and Parks Rec Director Roger Herring recommended the board approve the base bid of $244,762.
Iron Specialties was the low bidder. The recommendation would be to award the contract to Iron Specialties and following the meeting and the letting of bids, we sat down with the city administrator, Mr. Harris, and Mr. Harris looked at those and determined through funding and that at this point in time, the only alternate bids that we can afford to do at this point in time would obviously be the base bid and alternate one and two.
The additions, which add nearly $46,000 to the base bid, include the finishing of the exterior and include an entrance canopy, which are the two highest priorities.
The rationale behind that is obviously that from an aesthetic point of view, to fit into what we wanted to do, to fit into the park environment, that would give the best eye appeal from the street and make it the most attractive to fit into the landscape of the park.
And the Parks and Rec Board agreed and requested TIG and Herring look into adding one garage door opener to supplement the otherwise manually operated doors for the building. That matter will be discussed when the contract is awarded. The City Council has the final say on whether the recommended bid will be awarded during their regularly scheduled meeting on April 3rd. The two other bids for the project came from Henningsen Construction of Atlantic and Jensen Builders of Fort Dodge. In other business, Herring said the Sunnyside Tennis Court reconstruction project will likely be finished ahead of schedule.
We've got all the paperwork back from the contractor and just got to make one little modification. That's basically on a completion date that's still earlier than what I thought it was going to be. The completion date for the tennis courts will be July 31st. I thought it would be the end of August.
And that means, according to Herring, that a youth tennis tournament may be possible at the end of summer, as well as the Fall Adult Co-Ed Tennis League, along with a grand opening at the U.S. Tennis Association presentation. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Evelyn Olson, age 91, of Audubon, died Tuesday. A funeral service for Evelyn Olson will be today at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Crystal Posh, age 84, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Crystal Posh will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gerd Schreiber, age 73, of Greenfield, died Sunday. No services are planned for Gerd Schreiber, but a gathering of remembrance will be held today from 4 until 6 p.m. at the home of Todd and Melody Olson. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Myrna Teal, age 94, of Panora, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Myrna Teal will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Church of the Brethren in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And Erna Paulson, age 94, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Erna Paulson will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Henson reporting.